Welcome to Hoe Confessionals, the podcast. What do you get when you gather an eclectic group of alternative artists and thrust them upon the unknown? What do you get when you back a black man into a corner? Listen and find out. In a city where every language is spoken, there is only one that transcends them all. Everyone speaks Hoe, and as we say, Hoe up or blow up. Hoe Confessionals is uncut, a marriage of the raw, decadent, and unconventional. Follow the Wonder Hoe Nation through every adventure, from underground hip-hop parties to the fetish ball extravaganzas. Every scene receives a cameo, blood, glitter, baby needles, and Wonder Hoe star power, and a whole lot more. We've got all the trickery you could ever need, the drama on stage and off, a never-ending, spiraling adventure. This is the place where dreams come true or burn by the wayside. And in Berlin, even the ones that break through get a little dirty. Prepare to listen to blood, sugar, sex, magic, a life and lifestyle discussed, dissected, and disseminated. In Hoe Confessionals, there is never an easy way out, but there is a way.
A definition. 1. American English slang, taken from the word homage, with the twist of a French spelling to imply prestige and class, not to be confused with hoe. 2. A literary nod to Josephine Baker, one of the most famous American expatriate artists of her time and the godmother of the Wonder Hoe Nation. 3. Verb, to have gorgeous sex with sinister style.
Chapter 24, The Candy House. When the bank account started looking especially tepid, I decided to try my hand at professional escorting. Determined to do it right, I did a little research and came across one of the most acclaimed, if one can use that word with regards to prostitution, brothel in Central Europe. And being the professional company that it was, I had to be interviewed thoroughly before I was admitted into the whole union. Passing the phone interview, I was invited to the house for a week to test my prowess. So, I took the rideshare to Frankfurt, Germany's financial powerhouse city, with money on my mind. "Welcome to the candy house," Misha, the owner, shouted at me, taking me through the rooms. After being shown all 8 bedrooms, movie room, kitchen, and office, I came to the conclusion that aside from the tacky artwork adorned on the walls, think Siegfried and Roy meets Showgirls, I would be staying in a luxury penthouse for the next week. "Since you're the new boy, you get the S&M room. Emil, the keys to Theron's room." In comes Emil, the houseboy and Misha's right-hand man. Think Agador Spartacus from The Birdcage, but shorter and buffer. He hands me a set of keys, one for the front door and the other for my armoire. "Get settled in, and then Emil will give you a rundown of how we work." And with that, Misha was down the hallways and back into his office. I could learn to love this, I said to myself as I opened the armoire and began to unpack. And, as warned, to the left was a black paddle and mega-sized dildo in matching colors. "This is why I write," I said to myself, then went to find Emil in the kitchen. "Here are the safe deposit boxes to lock up your valuables. We are open from 2 to 11 or midnight every day. The percentage is split 70-30 in this house and 60-40 in the one next door." Emil said all of this clad only in white boxer briefs. I managed to keep my eyes above the sea level, at least for now. "There's another studio?" I was now convinced I was working with professionals. "Yes, it's right next door, on the other side of this wall. 2 bedrooms. When you have a client, there's a bell you ring to let us know he's arrived. Ring it again when he leaves, and we document the time. Yes. Confirmed. Professionals. You're going with us to the gym tomorrow, Emil says to me. Misha barreled back into the kitchen, a flurry of kinetic energy. We work out every day. So will you. We're going to bulk your skinny ass up. What time? I asked. I couldn't believe what I was agreeing to, but I was looking forward to it. But was it because I secretly wanted to see my coworkers naked in the shower? Something told me that I wouldn't have to leave the house for that. You and Emil come to my flat at 11:30 tomorrow morning, and then we walk over to the gym together. We train hard and fast. Get in, get out. So 86, the blah, blah, blah. And in 5 minutes, I want you to come to the office to set up your profile to get you working immediately. And with a pivot, Misha was down the hallway to the office. Is he always this? I reconsidered my words, since this was my new boss. Energetic? I looked Emil in the eyes and smiled. Yes. Welcome to the candy house, Emil answered back. Theron! Misha screamed from the office. Coming! I scurried to the office, which was decorated in all plush green. Misha got straight to the point. Age, Misha started, or rather, the age for your profile. 27. Height, 184. Weight, 70. 70, skinny bitch. We'll have you up to 75 by summer, if not sooner. Supplements, olive oil, Misha cackled. Active, passive, versatile, Misha continued. Active, I answered. At this agency, no barebacking and no kissing. I will fill out everything else and upload it immediately. Now, go away and mingle with your new coworkers. And with that, Misha shooed me out the door and into the movie room towards my coworkers. And with all of them in one room, the cup of hot, run it over. I'd be lying if I said I'd be opposed to a menage a ocho at any time. One stood up and approached me. Hi, I'm Junior. Where are you from? I shook his hand, died a little on the inside, and answered back. Theron, I live in Berlin now, but I'm from the States. Oh, you're American. I lived in Berlin before, but I left. No money there. That's why I'm here, I replied. I like this top. Is that Prada? Junior touched my Let It Bleed costume. Rowan would be pleased when I told him his fashion was admired by the jet set, skank set. No, a friend of mine that lives in Berlin made this for me. I love his stuff. Oh, Junior responded back. Obviously disappointed that my shirt was not from the likes of Versace, Prada, or Westwood. I made a mental note to relay this message to Rowan. How long are you here for? Another vision of hotness stood up, shook my hand, and introduced himself as Zoltar, who was a vision of Hungarian hotness I was finding difficult not to lay my eyes on. I'm not sure exactly when, but definitely before my birthday next week. Good, Zoltar said, and turned his back to the flat screen. The next morning, I began my new life as a real professional. With a meal in tow, we took a 20-minute scenic walk to Misha's house. From there, we took another 10-minute walk to the gym. I figured that was our cardio for the day. And on the way, Misha preached to me about the importance of fitness for escorts. You have to eat, he began. I eat all the time, I replied back. And I do. Eat more, he shot back. Supplements will put some weight on your skinny ass. Bigger boys make more money. Oh, but I don't think my body frame can handle so much weight. I think 75 kilos is about as big as I can get. Lies! I'll have you bigger than you've ever been before in time. Look at Emil. He was puny when he first came to me. I looked at Emil's chiseled physique with envy and pleasure, all at once. And once we arrived at the gym, I realized I hadn't worked out in one since Bush stole the first election. I wanted to use lighter weights, but Misha would have none of it. No, take the bigger ones. He grabbed the 20-kilo dumbbells. You can do it. Stop underestimating yourself. Just breathe, Fufu. Fufu? What? No, he's Black Bisha, Emil joined in. Verbal abuse notwithstanding, I managed successfully all the weight Misha pressed me to press. And on it went like this for the next hour and a half. And here I was, thinking I was pretty fit. But by their standards, I was a twig. At least I knew my body would be in good hands with them. It was up to me to keep my mind in top form. After the intense workout, I returned to the house and ate like a pig. After downing two protein shakes, spaghetti, and half a baked chicken, Rowan called me to get an update on my trip. "How the fuck are you?" Rowan shouted into my handy as I stood on the balcony overlooking the streets. "Rowan, this house is fucking fabulous. There are actually two. I'm going to send you a picture so you can see this for yourself. And I swear that I would so let my coworkers gangbang me at any given time. That is how hot they are." "I hope you're making money, ho," Rowan said. "Oh, I am. I knew I would here. I can make more money here in 3 days than I could ever make in Berlin in a month. Sad, but true." "Well, we're holding the fort down here for you in your absence. Me and Ho White are prepping everything for the band, and we will work out rehearsal dates to work around your schedule for your return. I'll text you if there's any more news. This is Ho Brown, signing out. Tschüss, Ho! Bye, Ho!" Click. And over the course of the week, I got a crash course in professionalism. After missing my first two clients due to a lack of knowledge about how the phones were set up in the house, I went on to average one client a day. I also managed to not be so aroused by my coworkers, which was the more difficult task. The gym, I began to love. The food, I loved even more. With Misha cooking and baking for us on a daily basis. And with this type of routine, by the end of the week, I was 6 pounds heavier and far richer than I was when I arrived. "When are you returning?" Misha asked as he prepared an accounting report. "I'm returning after my language camp in about a week and a half. I will definitely let you know the exact date because being here is far less stress than being in Berlin. We run a tight ship here. If you were not leaving so soon, I would have booked you for a 10-day trip to Austria with a client, but your availability doesn't make it possible." Fuck. That's when it hit me. I'm definitely in the wrong profession.
You have been listening to Ho Confessionals, the podcast. Do us a favor and leave a 5-star rating wherever you listen. To order the book, find it on Amazon or Kindle. To follow me, it's easy. Hashtag Tristan212 on Twitter and Instagram. Good morning, good day, good evening, goodbye.